with these chemicals and having these gases deployed on them and being fired at by these munitions, simply because they're out on the in these protests and are seen as a threat because of it. So I would say that it's all connected to the ways that racialized bias has caused police officers and really everyone in our society to believe the racist myth that Black and brown people are dangerous, and that's just not true.
Damon, before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Thanks. Yeah, I would just say, like, we need to be really, this is a time where we need to be really active in watching what is happening to our civil liberties. You know, the federal law enforcement that has been grabbing people and putting them into unmarked vans, that should be concerning everyone across the entire country. But we need to make sure that the local police are receiving the same scrutiny. There's now been protests for over 50 consecutive days in Portland, and for much of that time, it was just the Portland Police Bureau gassing and using riot control impact munitions on peaceful, largely peaceful protesters. And that needs to be worrying everybody, and we have to make sure that that's, the focus is on both our local police and our federal law enforcement. And we must demand justice to make sure that both are not allowed to use tear gas, which is banned in the use of warfare by the Geneva Convention.
Damon, we really appreciate the important work you do. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to an interview with Damon Mott's story of Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. Find out more about the incredibly important work they're doing at OregonPSR.org.
This is KBOO Portland.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are tuned in to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, and I am one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about everything inside, outside, all around, all things KBOO. It's a show for volunteers. It's a show for listeners. It's a show for everybody. Well, everybody who digs KBOO. So thanks for tuning in. So let's just get right to it. Okay, so first things first, an announcement for our programmers. I know I've been talking about this for the last couple weeks, but our final reminder that the all programmer meetings... We'll still talk about it one more week. All programmer meetings are not next week, but the week after that, from August 3rd to the 7th, we'll be holding a programmer meeting each night at 7 p.m. You only have to attend one of the meetings. It's one of those required meetings, hint, hint, required. It's fun to do the required things at KBOO. Because you also get to hang out with everyone else. I know I've been enjoying the meetings. So that, again, that's August 3rd through 7th. We're going to be having our all programmer meeting via Zoom. We're going to do that Zoom life. You can find the link for the meeting in your latest all programmer email. So check your email. And don't forget, at the all programmer meeting, we're going to be talking about all the things. We're going to be talking about the state of the station and what we're doing for our upcoming fall drive. So bring any of your questions. We're going to be talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion in your programming. So also come with your questions. Maybe let us know what your plan is for the next year moving forward. Yeah. So all programmer meeting, fun times. Okay, then an announcement for all of our members. We have our monthly board meeting coming up next Monday, because our board meetings are every fourth Monday of the month. And that is an open meeting to the public. So if you want to attend that, just go onto our webpage, kboo.fm, and you'll find a link under the board of directors page. And You will find the link to the meeting there. So attend the board of directors meeting if that's your jam. And if that's your jam, also, you're probably going to be interested if you like that board of directors kind of governance stuff. We have our annual meeting coming up in September. The official date is TBD, but we know the meeting will be in September. And that's when we counter votes for the board of directors. And you have to be a member of KBOO in order to vote for our board of directors. So if you're not a current member, maybe you've let your membership lapse and you forgot to renew, or maybe you're like never been a member of KBOO and you're like, hey, I want to vote in that thing. I want to help be part of the KBOO community. You can become a member of KBOO today. There we go. An announcement for our board meeting and a plug for you to become a member. Look at that. Rolled into all into one. All you got to do to become a member, a sustaining member of KBOO today, is to go onto our, guess what, onto our website, kboo.fm, and you'll see right at the top of our webpage is that donate button, and you can sign up to become a member of KBOO today, and that will get you eligible to vote for our board of directors. And we will be sending out all the ballots for the board of directors over the next few weeks. So make sure to check in your snail mail and make sure to get it back in on time. We'll have more details in future episodes of News from the Boo. Then to all of our listeners, got some announcements for our listeners. First of all, we want to thank you for tuning in this last weekend to the Cathedral Park Jazz Fest. So awesome to be able to bring you another festival here on KBOO during this time of everything being canceled. But I know I enjoyed it. It was great to be able to hear actual live music, even if the audience wasn't there. It was great. You got to hear all the people that were there, you know, the handful of people clapping. But it was great to have a way to listen to live music. So we really want to give a big thank you to our listeners and a really, really big thank you to Cathedral Park Jazz Fest for partnering with us for yet another year to bring all that music to all of our KBOO audience, which, you know, stretches all the way out to the beach and all the way down to the Dalles and all the way down the valley. So thank you so much for partnering with us. We hope next year that we can actually be bringing you the festival live, but in person again. That would be great if we could all be back there. Let's all keep our fingers crossed. And I think I talked about this last week. Maybe, or maybe I'm announcing it today. No, I think I talked about this last week. The merch store, the KBOO merch store, is now available on our website. So we got all sorts of stuff up there, like t-shirts and hoodies and the tote bag and face masks and hats, you know, all the good merch. So if you want to deck yourself out in KBOO stuff, go on over to our website. You can go to kboo.fm again, and you just click on the merch store and it'll take you there. Yeah, maybe you got someone you know is a KBOO fan and their birthday's coming up. I don't know. Or maybe you just want to treat yourself to your own KBOO swag. There you go. That's how you can do that. KBOO.fm. Okay, so that's all we got for today. So thank you so much for tuning in to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Salem Progressive Film Series presentation of the long and twisted tale